Ours to Protect. Brought to you by Radio Nova, the IBI, and funded by Comisú na mBean with the television licence fee. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more information.
This is Ours to Protect on Radio Nova. I'm Trac O'Brienon, and this week we're discussing the benefits of consuming organic produce. Organic sections in our supermarkets selling fruit and vegetables are becoming much more commonplace. There's also a growth in the variety of organic dairy that's now available, as well as many other products we come across during the weekly shop. To discuss this further and to chat about the advantages of organic produce, I travelled to a certified organic farm in the Midlands run for the last 30 years by Diana Pickersgill and her daughters. I started off by asking Diana what's so different about organic.
Well, I think certainly with vegetables,
yeah,
they are much healthier. You know, there's no, they don't have any chemicals.
Yeah.
They may not be perfectly formed.
Yeah.
But the taste of them, the actual benefit of them,
yeah,
is much higher. You know, there's no trace of GMO, there's no trace of fertilizer or yeah, pesticide or any of these sort of things, you know, and it's some...
There's very little transit involved here.
Yeah. I mean, we get all our seeds from Fruit Hill Farm, and they're all organic seeds.
Yeah.
Yeah. Now you, the in buying them costs more money for the seeds,
yeah,
which is why we have to sell them more expensively, and also because we don't use pesticides.
Yeah.
You don't get such a high yield.
Yeah.
So you have to allow for that.
Yeah.
You know.
And the benefit of that then to the person who's consuming, obviously, there's a health benefit.
Health benefit is the main thing, I think. You know, I mean, that's with vegetables. When you're eating meat, animal products, as far as I'm concerned, there's a huge benefit of knowing the animals haven't suffered,
they've had
a decent life, you know, which is very important to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, and they're also with the animals that they haven't had in normal farming. They get fed rations which have genetically modified soya in them.
Right.
I don't want genetically modified soya in my bloodstream.
In your diet, yeah. You know. So it is about, it's an immune system booster. To eat organic food.
Definitely, you know.
You mentioned earlier on, you don't get sick.
I don't get sick, yeah. No, and I'm 71.
You're on organic produce for... many years.
Yeah. I mean, it's always been... I grew up before there was all this chemical input.
Yeah.
And, you know, since the 70s, I guess.
Yeah.
I've either grown it myself, produced it myself, or tried to buy organic.
I suppose when people see that organic sign when they go into the supermarket, it is about looking for your local farmer's market, looking for products that aren't getting transported any sort of length, that you're trying to buy as locally as possible, that for the future, that's the most important thing for us all to do. It's a little bit that everybody can do.
Yeah, I mean, you know, if you can,
yeah,
there isn't a farmer's market everywhere. Do you know what I mean? I can see the power of people in the supermarket.
Yeah.
Because 20 years ago, there was none of this produce.
Yeah.
There was very little organic. There was very little alternatives, you know?
Yeah.
I mean, it's really, really improved.
Yeah.
And that is purely because people have asked for it and people are buying it.
People are buying it,
and the more we buy and the more we ask for, the better.
Exactly. And I suppose the last few years, even maybe 5 or 6 years ago, you mightn't have seen an organic section in the supermarket of vegetables. But now there's almost an organic section in every supermarket.
Yeah.
It's a standard.
Exactly. And from Lidl to Supervalue to Dunnes Stores, the whole lot, you know.
And it's people who've made that happen more than the supermarkets.
Yeah.
It's people who wanted to buy this.
Yeah, because supermarkets have found that people want it.
Yeah. Diana, that's fascinating. So there's a little lesson there for us all about going out and looking for organic produce when we go out doing our shopping. Thanks very much for your time today.
Not at all. Thank you for talking to me.
That's Diana Pickersgill from Rathcam Organic Farm and B&B in Westmeath, a great example of the many farms around the country that are providing much healthier organic produce with a very low carbon footprint. Consumer demand for food labelled organic is rapidly increasing, particularly in the last 10 years. An organic label indicates that no pesticides have been used, and crop rotations are part of the farming process, which encourages soil biodiversity and enhances ecosystem health. So keep an eye out for local organic alternatives when you're out shopping. You'll be doing us all a favour.
Ours to Protect is funded by Comisú na mBian with the television licence fee and is a partnership between Radio Nova and the IBI. Check out ourstoprotect.ie for more.